I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Georgia State Patrol expects a record number of travelers hitting the roadways for the 4th of July holiday. This year, the holiday travel period will last until Sunday evening. State troopers investigated 150 traffic crashes over last year's 4th of July holiday. Troopers, local sheriffs, deputies, and officers will be on the road to stop distracted drivers and anyone aggressively speeding. According to AAA, the worst day for travel in Atlanta will be Friday evening. Well, a dozen formerly homeless veterans moved into their new tiny homes in Savannah this week. More from GPB's Emily Jones.
The 12 houses make up Savannah's first tiny house village. There will eventually be five villages of permanent housing and one for temporary transitional housing for veterans. Cindy Murphy Kelly of the Chatham-Savannah Authority for the Homeless says it's easier to help people once they have a roof over their heads.
The ability to address your issues when you're living in a tent and it's hot like today, and you're nauseated and feeling terrible, and I come up to you and say, hey, you know, do you think you want to go into treatment? Well, it's just silly.
Kelly says the residents' average income is about $750 a month. They'll pay $240 in rent on the tiny houses. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Georgia's watermelon season is half over. Every year, growers here produce about 18,000 acres of the fruit in the southern part of the state. The past few years have been wet, and that hurt the Georgia harvest. But Samantha Kilgore with the Georgia Watermelon Association says things look better this time around.
From a weather perspective, it's been pretty smooth and relatively uneventful.
This year's crop is also sweeter. Cordele, about a half hour south of Macon, is wrapping up its 70th annual Watermelon Days Festival today. And public safety experts are encouraging those setting off fireworks this evening to play it safe. GPB's Mariana Bacchiao explains.
The Macon-Bibb County Fire Department set off fireworks in the parking lot of a local fire station to demonstrate how to safely handle, ignite, and launch fireworks. Chief Marvin Riggins says this annual reminder is needed. They're hoping to cut down on the 150 calls they get each year due to firework accidents.
We recommend have a water supply, because even the sparkler has fire actually on it. Heated, it falls to the ground, it can catch the grass on fire, or that something that is ignitable around it, it will burn.
Fireworks are legal in Georgia, but cannot be fired near certain places, including hospitals, power plants, state parks, and historical sites. For GPB News, I'm Mariana Bacchiao in Macon.
And in sports, today marked the 50th running of the Peachtree Road Race, and it was a historic one. More from GPB's Ross Terrell.
It's billed as the world's largest 10K, and for Sandra Madison, who lives right along the route, it's her 11th time coming out to watch and
to celebrate the runners, to wish everyone a happy 4th of July, to participate in all of the action. Good morning! Woo!
This time, she got to witness history. All four of the road race's records were broken, the elite men and women, and both divisions of the wheelchair athletes. For the participants that shattered the records, they'll get a $50,000 bonus. The men's running record had stood since 1996, while the women's was last set in 2002. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.